When we moved to Bradford in 1965, I started to cut lawns. One of my customers was Miss Edith Belfry. She was baptized Elsina Edith Marie Belfry, born October 28, 1912. Edith was the daughter of William James Belfry and Julia Elizabeth Cole. She was the youngest of eight siblings. Siblings: George Wellington Belfry, born Jan.22 1994 and died in World War I in France November 9, 1916 Elsie Florence Belfry, Irving, born October 14, 1897 and died August 2, 1984 Morley Melbourne Chancy Belfry, born August 2, 1900 and died October 8, 1976. Emery Dawson Belfry, born July 24, 1903 and died January 14, 2000. John Alexander Mackenzie Belfry, born March 24, 1905 and died March 24, 1971. Samuel Elgin Belfry, born February 8, 1097, died September 17, 1984 Annie Elizabeth Belfry, Mills, born August 21, 1908 and died November 4, 1960. Their family home was up Highway 11 on the east side of the road halfway up from the 8th Line and Concession 9. It burnt down a few years ago. Edith attended Bradford United Church. Edith was a dedicated school teacher and taught at SS No. 9 Mount Pleasant School in Bradford, West Gwillimbury. She taught there from 1934 until 1940. She taught at Poplar Bank School from 1941 until it closed in 1965. It was on the southwest corner of Green Lane and Young Street on the way to Newmarket. She was too young to retire and was not eligible for pension, but she contacted another Bradford man of influence and he got her a pension that would help her survive. Thanks to D. Arthur Evans. When I met Edith, she lived on the southeast corner of Frederick Street and Moore Street. She lived with her sister Anne, and when she passed, Edith took over the house. Living with them was Annie's adopted daughter Twilla. Twilla lived a sheltered life but went on to marry and was very happy as a married woman. Edith loved to laugh and always had a great smile. Edith knew I was interested in history, so she gave me a few things. One was a very large book published in 1896, same year my home in Pei was built, called the Home Knowledge Atlas. Inside was her name and probably the year she acquired it. It has been used a lot as the hardcover and some of the pages were dog-eared. It tells the population of big and small communities across the world. Even my village of Vernon Bridge had a post office back then, and Bradford, Ontario had a population of 1,300. I am sure she used it as a teaching tool during geography lessons. There was a large photo of the King and Queen given by Hon. Earl Rowe. A complete veterans annual calendar of 1940 commemorating the recent visit of King George and Queen Elizabeth to Canada. A magazine cover pictorial review for 1935. Note the receiver's name and address on sticker, also a magazine from 1931, note receiver's name on sticker. Also some very nice Valentine's cards, one from Keith and Carl, Bowles, one from Donald Cooper and a very elegant card from John and Jean. If anyone knows the last name, please let me know. Also she gave me a stereoscope with a lot of cards to go with it. People coming to my house are very interested in the concept of the stereoscope using 3D cards. Since acquiring the ATLAD, it has been used quite often. When I have B&B guests, they want to look up their town or city and see what the population was back then. I would like to thank Ross Belfry for some of the family photos and help with dates of Edith's family. Don and Diane, Bell, Milos also provided some pics and information. When I travel back to Bradford, I usually take some time traveling the streets remembering who lived here or there.